Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the first One Designer, Two Ideas End of Year Recap Show. I'm Pam, your host and the redesigner here. We come your way each Monday at 7:30 through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with a number of hosts touching on a number of topics. Page through the programming page to find a show, in addition to mine, that may interest you. Well, I hope all of you had a Merry Christmas. My family and I hung out, as my kids always say, and we had a great time. Well, tonight's show is the first end-of-year show for One Designer, Two Ideas. Some of you may not know that One Designer, Two Ideas started out as a blog, then became a newsletter, and in June, this past June, became a radio talk show. That was not the plan, but as I was searching for something else, I stumbled on Blog Talk Radio, which is the network that brings you the show each week. By trade, I am a journalist. I worked for a newspaper for 7 years, with my beat being police, fire, and rescue. Yes, I was the one that was following behind the police with my pad in hand, trying to talk to somebody in authority to tell me exactly what was going on, so the public had a right to know, and I could give you accurate details of what was going on. Did that for 7 years, I tell you. When my youngest went away to college, though, I thought I needed some sort of change. Watching a lot of HGTV, I got real interested in interior design. I'll take that back. We bought a house on contract. Something that I do not recommend, but that is another show, and we will look at this at a later time about buying homes on contract. We'll talk about that. And I was looking to redesign and put my stamp on this already cute little house. And it really was a cute little house. I loved it. Flipping through magazines and watching Sabrina Soto redesign rooms and homes, I got into design. I thought this would be great to do. So at 59, I enrolled in an interior redesign and home staging certificate program at Joliet Junior College in Joliet, Illinois. And at 60, I became certified in the principles of interior redesign and home staging. Since then, I have completely redesigned two rooms, assisted in four, advised in eight redesign projects, and started but did not finish, for a myriad of reasons, six rooms. I have shared my expert opinion on two other design shows, and I blog almost every day at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page, blog. Yes. One Designer, Two Ideas is on the radio twice a week, and it's funny how much I talk about redesign, even when I am away from the radio and the blog. Got in touch with a friend of mine today, my friend Suzanne, and we stood there at Hobby Lobby for a while talking about redesign and radio and what she's doing and what I'm doing. And it is funny how redesign comes up in almost every conversation that I have with people. I don't know why, but anyway. But let me tell you this. Heather, who was our instructor, said we would never again walk into a space and not redesign it in our heads. And man, was she right. If you ask, I will tell you. Well, to a certain point, you know, I give general pointers, but specific assistance is considered a project. And, well, that is where, you know, we have to talk money. Yes. The shows that I present here is all about home. Its look, its feel, its style, its upkeep. This industry changes often, and re-education through classes and seminars are always available. I do a lot of research before any show I present, but I always encourage you, and you guys know, if you listen to me on a regular basis, you guys know that I encourage you to research it for yourself and know you get the points. And so you know what you want in your house and you know the materials that are in your house. So it's good that I do the research and give you the information, but it's better when you research it for yourself. I was told by, let me tell you this, this is interesting. I was told by a friend when I started this venture that she thought I was a day late and a dollar short, that she did not see me becoming a redesigner, that she did not believe that I had the eye, that her neighbor was an interior designer and had been for 20 years, and she didn't think I had 20 years. Yes, this is very true. This is the God's honest truth. This woman told me this. Standing, I mean, she didn't tell somebody else to tell me, and she didn't whisper it. She didn't gossip it. She actually told this to my face. And so, well, my oldest daughter was with me. We were together, and my oldest daughter standing there like, huh? What? Listen to this. They could not believe what she was hearing. But I was not discouraged. I was not swayed. And really, I wasn't mad. It was her opinion. And you know what? Everybody's got one. Mom used to say, consider the source. I told my friend, I think that if you have a passion for something, it didn't matter how old you were. And I thought it was best at that point that we changed the subject. We did, and she apologized, but, well, Here we are 2 years later, and while at a choo-choo speed, the One Designer, Two Ideas word is getting out. This career change was good, and I am happy. I think about being a journalist and following the police around, and I learned, you know, it's funny that I learned a respect for them because they go into situations, and I know that there's a lot of issues out there with the police and but I followed them around for 7 years, and they walk into situations, they have no idea what's going on. They really don't have an idea what's going on, but they go and they do what they're supposed to do. And, you know, that's good. And I did that for 7 years. I remember saying to one police officer one time, I don't know how you put your pants on every day to come and do this. There's a respect for them. But at a point, you know, following them around and seeing what they deal with every day, it was time to either change beats or change careers. And when my youngest, as I said earlier, when my youngest decided that he wanted to go to Iowa, he went to Iowa Wesleyan and went to school, I had to decide. He was the baby of five children. I had to decide, you know, what was Pam going to do with the rest of her life? And I got really interested in redesign, and I guess I can thank HGTV for that because I did watch a lot of design shows, and I got a lot of ideas, and I basically pretty much all this kind of started because we had moved into this home, and it was a two-bedroom, one-bathroom, you know, a little ranch-type home, and it was just really good, and it was cute. The previous owner had, it was painted in beautiful colors, and I wanted to continue, you know, that on, and I learned a lot about redesign. I thought, man, this is great. I think I can do this. So, you know, being that this is, you know, the One Designer, Two Ideas end of year show, I wanted to look back at some of the, you know, some of the subjects and thoughts and ideas and tips that we have talked about since June. But I thought it'd be great, and I wanted to tell you this. We're going to listen to my very first time on air. Hold on just one second. Here we go. We're going to listen to me. This is June 12th. This was the very first time that I was on air.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's pain.
I am, the designer from One Designer, Two Ideas. Just wanted to let you know about our upcoming show here on Blog Talk Radio, set from Monday, June 15th at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will be talking about reclaiming space in our homes. Every room should be a living room, in my opinion, and we will discuss ways to declutter, refresh, and reimagine rooms that are living behind closed doors or are so filled with life we can't imagine them looking any other way. So please mark your calendars to join One Designer, Two Ideas in its first ever broadcast show. Got a comment or question? Feel free to call us at 1-347-326-9930. That's 1-347-326-9930. See you Monday, and I'm Pam, but you can call me the designer.
That was the very first time that I had been on air, and it was so exciting and so exhilarating. I was like, oh, I can't wait. I got to do this on a regular basis. And I really do have to tell you that I really do love this show. So that was June 12th, and we were talk about all things home. And when we started out, we were on air at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Then I changed to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We changed to 3 o'clock in September, and finally getting ready for prime time. Are you ready for prime time? I thought I was. I think I am. We are now on at 7:30 p.m. The subjects have been covered include a number of things, and we'll talk about those when we return. And we will be right back. Welcome back, friends, and this is the One Designer, Two Ideas End of Year Show. This is our very first. We've been on the air since June 12th of this year, and it has been a ride, I tell you what. So we were going to look at some subjects that we've covered. We have talked about loving, appreciating every room in our homes, which is the show on June 15th. June 22nd, we were talking about reclaiming our space and taking back our space. On the June 25th, we were talking about organizing cluttered garages. In July, we talked about measuring for new furniture. I don't know if you guys remember that show, but it was right after my daughter, who is a teacher, and she had bought new furniture, and we got the furniture from Value City, and they gave you like this guide on how to prepare your home for new furniture. And one of the things that they had suggested was that we measure. And I think I have said that since I did that show. I've said that a few times in the blog, and I've suggested that when we buy you know, when we buy new furniture, that not all the common areas have to be measured. If you live in a house, then I guess the only thing that you would have to really measure would be the door opening. My daughter's friend Claire got a new couch, and we were talking about that after she had ordered the couch, and she said, "Oh wow, I didn't measure the doorway." It fit. The new couch she bought fit. But those are some of the things that we do at the blog and that I, remind you of, you guys of, and I keep myself reminded of things like that, that when you buy furniture, when you buy furniture and you it's going to be delivered, these are some of the things that need to be addressed. If you live in an apartment building, you have to measure the hallways. If you got stairs, you have to measure the turnaround. If you live on a second floor, you have to measure the turnaround. If you live in a building that has elevators, you have to measure the elevator to make sure that the couch will, or chair, whatever, the table, whatever you are, that's being delivered to you that you just bought, will be able to get in the elevator. These are things that we have to, and I don't know if these are things that people readily know. Are these things that I didn't know that. I'm going to just tell you, I didn't know that before we read that advertisement, that little form and the guidelines for buying furniture and then having Value City deliver them. These are things that we learned, the doorway, the step up, all of these things really are considered, should be considered when we order furniture and when it's being delivered. Well, I say delivery, but even if Uncle Jim is going, he has his pickup truck, and he's going to go to the furniture store and pick it up, you still have to get it in the house. So these are things that we should know, and this was something that I covered in the July 13th show. It was called Measuring for New Furniture. In August, we talked about creating a spa-like experience in our bathrooms, no matter where the bathroom is. We talked about that. In August, we also talked about creating a suite retreat of our sleeping environment. We talked about creating an office. That show was August 31st. September, we talked about how we could design green using eco-friendly materials and furniture and things like that. We talked about decorating and keeping the curb appeal for our homes. The people drive up, especially if you're selling it. We read, and I think in that show I was telling you guys about how I think it was Zillow had said that a number of people, if the curb appeal is not appealing to the person that's trying to, you know, to buy the house, they've probably seen it nowadays. They've probably seen it online, and so they're pulling up to the house. And the weeds in there haven't been cut, or the there's overgrowth that's blocking the light, the porch light, or the chain is broke on the swing, or the garbage is hanging out of the garbage can on the side of the house, or the garage door is up and the garage is a mess. These are things that buyers look at, and that's curb appeal. Moreover, if you're not selling your house, but you're hosting the PTO meeting, say. And parents who know you from the school but have never been to your house, you know, they're coming to the meeting, and we surely don't want them to be afraid to get out of the car. So curb appeal is means everything, means a lot. It means keeping the house up outside as you do keeping it up on the inside. And then we talked about the entryway. That was a two-part show. We talked about the entryway and curb appeal, and that was September 21st and on September 24th. And we also talked about the quick design for eat-in kitchens. We talked about how even if the kitchen was small, there were tables that IKEA had and some other manufacturers that had that we could put on the wall that folded down that didn't take up a lot of space. That's what that show covered. We talked about in October, we talked about decorating with tiles. And October 12th, we talked about designing in white. And I know that during my this career here on this this show that started in June, that I talk a lot about color. But I have so many friends that love white. And what stands out to me is my friend Rebecca. She loves white. Not only does she love it in her clothes, but she loves it in the kitchen. She is a fan of white. So we talked that show, October 12th, we talked about designing in white. And I tell you, there is a number of ways to design in white. Because white, just like all the other hues, have shades and tints. And they differ, and they get warmer and cooler, just like any other color. So we talked about that. That show was really, I learned a lot about that myself. We talked about hanging, how the proper way to hang a television. And actually, a lot of these shows come from my experiences with my children. My son Brandon has they got a flat screen, beautiful television in their living room. But when you sit on the couch, you're actually looking up. And so when I get up from the couch or walk in the kitchen or go outside or whatever, I've got to rub my neck. So I thought, I don't think this is the proper way to... And so I did the research. I, of course, told my son. And then I shared it with you guys. And I have to tell you, the television is exactly where it was. But at least now the couch is further back. So you're really not looking, you know, like up so much. But still... It needs to be. That's something that my son should address. And then one of the great weeks that I had that I really enjoyed, I enjoy every week on the show, but for 1 week I was on the radio every night, and that was Fire Prevention Week, which is always the first week in October. I have, I told you guys earlier that Police, Fire, and Rescue was my beat when I was at the newspaper, and I learned a lot about fire and how fire just is so devastating. There is a National Fire Prevention Week, and we talked about that. We talked about fire, fire safety, fire prevention. We talked about if you are in a fire. We talked about Edith. What is Edith? Edith is an acronym, but I call her Edith. She's become a friend of mine. I'll tell you, the exit drill in the home. That is where that each home should have, and firefighters encourage this, an exit way out of the house should there be a fire. There should be a meeting place for every family member, and there should be a collective group walking out if possible. If possible, to walk out of the house after you have called 911. 911 is first, and then you follow the Edith. But these are things that the fire department encourages us to be safe and hear the beep where you sleep. Make sure that the batteries in the smoke detectors are working. Working smoke detectors, you honestly, when you listen to the news and there's been a fire, and people say there were no working fire smoke alarms in the house. Working means either they were damaged and weren't working, or the batteries were not in them. The fire department encourages and advises us not to take the batteries out of the smoke detectors. So these are things we talked about during Fire Prevention Week. You can also go back into the archives at Blog Talk Radio dealing with my shows, and you can listen to them all over again if you're interested in learning more about these things. We talked about decorating with towels. We've talked about decorating with carpet. We've talked about winterizing our home decor. We talked to my friend, Brandy, who lives in a rural area, and we talked about septic tanks, the septic tank system. I did not know about it, but got interested in it listening to her talk when she grew up kind of in this house. It's in a rural area. She grew up kind of in this house, but she is now the owner of it. Her grandmother has moved, and she is now the owner of the house, and she was having, I think right after she took ownership of the house, the septic system malfunctioned. if you will. And you can, if you want to hear more about that show, you can also go back in the archives. I learned so much. I learned so much just about every show that I do here. This is not just a way in which to gather tips and give them to you. This is a learning process. I'm an interior redesigner. These are things that I feel that I should know. My class covered, the program at Joliet Junior College covered a lot of information. But some things you just have to learn. You just have to put yourself out there and learn about these things. And I may design a home in a rural area. Who knows? I'm not limited to just the city. So these are things that I should know, that I wanted to know. And while Brandy was going through this, I thought this was a great opportunity to learn. And she talked to me about what she was going through. I interviewed her on air, and we talked about this, and her interview is part of the show. So these are things that hopefully that you might have learned something. We talked about decorating the staircase, and we've talked about the cheat sheet to open houses, and we talked about my friend John, who says he buys homes, fixes them up, and sells them. And there are some properties that either won't sell or he doesn't want to sell, but he calls himself a reluctant landlord. We learned a lot from him. I've learned a lot from him. He and I ended up being at an open house together, and he is a wealth of information, I tell you. He was telling me things to look for, to look at, and this is just proven to be a learning experience. We've talked about furniture arrangement. We've talked about the guests having duties when they're guests in your home, as well as you have duties as the host. We've talked about setting the table properly. We've talked about what's your style. There has been a many things that this show has covered that have to do with our homes. And I truly, truly enjoy what I do. So, we're now, as I said, we are on the air every night, every Monday night at 7:30 now. We're in prime time. That's great. And the question is, are you ready for prime time? I think I am. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. Welcome back, friends. Listen, I wanted to tell you, this is a talk show. I know this is, I know usually you hear me talking. We've had a few guests, but we've not had a lot. But that, my goal for 2016 is to get more guests to share their expertise and their opinions, and I then also have you guys call in. I look so forward to meeting you and talking to you on the phone while the show was going on. That would be really interesting. That was something that I enjoyed when I interviewed Brandy about the septic system, is that I was actually able to ask her direct questions. I didn't have to, call her or email her. She was there. I had a chance to ask her some questions. And it would have been, I would have really enjoyed it a lot, too, if you guys had called in, and then we would have had this opportunity to banter back and forth and talk about septic systems and your experiences with one, or to give some advice or your opinion. So I appreciate, and that's what I'm saying. In 2016, I'm encouraging you guys to call in and talk to me. Let's talk. And let me give you the number now. If you would like, we still have 30 minutes left in our show. You can give us a call. The number here is 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. And another thing that I've added to the show is the Worthwhile Moment. And it began with Barry Manilow's music project, the Manilow Music Project, where he donates instruments and musical things like music sheets, I guess, and things that have to do with music. He donates them to schools that are having issues with funding. And a lot of times, it's like when schools get in jeopardy, sometimes the talk is, we'll cut music and art. Those are ways in which kids can actually learn to express themselves and become very creative and contribute to our society. So I hate to hear that, but that was the first Worthwhile Moment, and now that is part of our show each and every Monday. At the end of the show. So I wanted to explain, I know many times before I've told you that how much I love redesign. I really do. It is, when you have redesigned a room and you stand back and look at it and say, hey, I did that, and the customer, the client is standing there and they're really enjoying what they're seeing, it's really a good feeling. And And it lasts, you know, it's like a painting that's hanging on a wall. It's going to be there for a few minutes, and you get a chance to revel in it, and it feels good. So, I mean, it's way cool. But so what is redesign? Well, there is no disputing the fact that home is or should be the center of our universe. It's the place that we land every day after a long day at work, at school, or at play. It's a haven from the world where we can reboot, re-energize, refresh, and renew ourselves so we can take over the world. Well, at least our part of it anyway. Redesign is the re that we need to fall in love with our homes all over again. Home affects everything that we do away from it, I think. And it should be exactly what we want it to be for ourselves, our families, and our friends. Creating comfortable living at home is more than a matter of shopping for new furniture pieces. It's making it livable. And when I say livable, I mean resting, relaxing, growing, surviving at somewhere where it is safe to do so. That is what redesign is. It is actually taking what you have and creating a new look where it is comfortable and feels good to you. We all need a place where we can eat ice cream in our PJs out of the carton with a spatula if we want, without being judged. As Dorothy said in The Wizard of Oz, there truly is no place like home. Here at One Designer, Two Ideas, we want to partner with you to make your apartment, your condo, your mobile home, your tiny home, your room in a home, or your home, make it home to you. I am so grateful for these 6 months that were not in my plans. I was telling Suzanne that today. I had no intentions. I was looking for something. And she asked me, she said, well, what were you looking for? I really don't remember at this point what I was looking for, but Blog Talk Radio, that wasn't it. And I was like, but it has worked out with both the Blog Talk Radio show and their staff. They are great. They are great people. Yeah, you know, if you guys have listened to me, you know that they've had some issues with their, you know, technical issues, but they straighten them out, and we are better for it. Blog Talk Radio demonstrates their support through the free seminars and web chats that they offer to us to be as successful as we can on air. I appreciate the other hosts here who I have met that are quick to lend you a hand. It has truly been a ride here, that one that I am looking forward to in 2016. We will be talking about a number of things, so please pencil me in. Write me in on your calendar and tune in each Monday at 7:30 and on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Well, I thank you all for joining me during our first One Designer, Two Ideas end of year show. We will be right back here at 10 p.m. on Thursday, which is for just for a few minutes because that is New Year's Eve. And I won't keep you. I'm not going to keep you at all. I'm probably going to just to wish you a happy new year and a safe 2016. I'm praying that we all get exactly what we want, that we put in the work and get out everything that we can get out of it for whatever it is that we decide that we want to do. Then we will be right back here talking decorating with wallpaper on Monday, January 4th at 7:30. If you guys ever have any questions or comments between the shows, you feel free to visit the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page and leave your comments or questions. That address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. If this show has been a help to you, to help you design, and you've learned something from us, and you would like, you would like others to receive the same, please consider sponsoring the show. And you can do this at our website, which is www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. That is www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly, which is weebly.com. Visit the store to pay securely through PayPal, and we thank you in advance. But before we go, our worthwhile moment focuses on the unsettling number of youth and teen suicides and the organizations that offer hope. Naming one is the Yellow Ribbon Suicide Prevention Program based in Colorado. According to the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there were 41,149 suicides reported in 2013, the most recent year for which full data was available. It is the 10th leading cause of death among Americans. The CDC added that in 2013, using the data collected, it was determined that someone in the U.S. died of suicide every 12.8 minutes. The Yellow Ribbon Suicide Prevention Campaign is a grassroots community-based volunteer organization developed to serve youth and the communities that surround them and to address youth and teen suicide through public awareness, education, and training to help communities build new and/or strengthen existing programs. Now, you probably wonder why we are talking about this. On their landing page at www.yellowribbon.org, they ask us to be a link, save a life. As a newspaper reporter, I saw suicide, but as an aunt, I have felt it. My nephew, not knowing how many people loved him, chose a permanent solution to a temporary problem. His mom, my sister-in-law Maggie, and her husband George, my nephew's brother and my nephew Joseph, and his sister and my niece Dominique, as well as my brother Ray Jr., felt the pain. I can bet that none of us want another family to experience what we did in early November. So as the aunt of Ray the Third, I ask that we all find a way to help Yellow Ribbon, help our future, find other solutions to their problems, learn the signs like the training, and donate to help Yellow Ribbon. This is a plea from Little Ray's Aunt Pam. Visit Yellow Ribbon at www.yellowribbon.org. That is www.yellowribbon.org to see how you can help. I have. Well, as I said earlier, I really do enjoy this show. The worthwhile moment is a good thing, and it has given us an opportunity to learn about people that may need help. And if we can help and we can donate and we can save anyone, if it was the, you know, we talked about the Salvation Army Red Kettle. If it's feeding someone, it's something that should make us feel good. So for my family, for my brother Ray Jr., for my sister-in-law Maggie, and for my nephew Joseph and my niece Dominique, we thank you for joining us tonight. Have a happy new year and talk to you Thursday.